This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. This week, the Atlanta City Council held a ceremony to honor the late Ivory Young Jr., who died last week at the age of 56 after a battle with cancer. In the council chambers on Monday, Young's seat was draped in black with the straw hat he used to wear sitting on the desk. There was a moment of silence and a trumpet player. Young himself was a trumpet player in the marching band at Hampton University, and he was a proud member of the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. He would go on to serve four terms as a councilman for West Atlanta starting in 2002. But it would be on this day, November 21st, in 2006, that he would be tested. A resident in his district, 92-year-old Catherine Johnston, was killed by police in her own home. Police were serving a no-knock warrant during the time. Her killing fueled a national firestorm and ultimately a promise by the city to change policing. Ivory Young stepped in and helped the community heal. And he worked to set up a citizen review board. He also supported the push to abolish the Disorderly Conduct 6 statute that he believed unfairly profiled people in poor neighborhoods. This week, I traveled to City Hall to speak with Council President Felicia Moore. I asked Moore to share some of her favorite memories of Young, whom she served with for more than a decade.
Ivory and I had an opportunity just to get to know each other just as people, particularly when we traveled. We went to the Georgia Municipal Association together on several occasions. We also had opportunity at the National League of Cities. And I always look forward to going to Savannah. We were active participants in GABIO, which is the Georgia Association of Black Elected Officials. So we just got to get to know each other and just hang out. And he's always, whether it was here or there, one thing about Ivory is he's a very friendly person. Always jovial, always upbeat. And he was just somebody that you just loved.
Why did he get into this business, the city council and Atlanta politics? And, you know, what was it about that?
Well, I think, I mean, and of course, I don't know. I never asked him that specific question. But just as the way that he served, I think he really wanted to do good in his community. He saw that he could fill the gap and to bring people together and try to work towards redeveloping his community.
Yeah. There are many things that he did during his tenure. Talk about some of those things that really stand out for you.
Well, I think overall, what stands out to me is his ability to take all the arrows that came with his service. He has a very diverse district in thought and in mind. There were many times where there were neighborhood associations that were warring factions, so to speak, in terms of issues. And to be a council member, because I was a council member for a district, to have to stand in the middle of that, make a decision and sort of mediate, and then take whatever criticism may come from those who didn't agree with what he was supporting, that I really think shows, you know, that he was able to have a way of coming to a decision and being able to stand in it even in turbulent times. Another instance when he stepped in was when there was a flood in 2009, I believe, and parts of his district was totally wiped out by the flood. He and his staff spent tireless hours doing things over and beyond what is required of a council member to make sure that the people were able to be moved, had a smooth transition. I think he even came out of his own personal pocket to help people. He was really caring about the people that he served.
Now, what about Mercedes-Benz Stadium? Because I know he also was a big contributing factor to that.
Yeah, he was very supportive of it, supportive of the location that it was in. That was another one of those where he did not always have 100% support for his position on that in the community. But he saw it as something that was needed, and he stood with it, even through opposition.
Opposition, yeah, yeah. So what will happen now to his seat?
Well, I mean, there is a process, and the council will announce that process as soon as we are sure of all of the legal ways that we're supposed to do it, and we'll announce that sometime after this meeting. We just want to take our time right now to celebrate him and what he has done for the city. We will have a special meeting on the 28th, and if you don't know before then, you definitely will know on that day how we will move forward.
Yeah,
Yeah, what will you miss the most about having him on those city council meetings? And
well, we're going to miss his voice. He had a big boisterous voice. He made sure when you called him president, that everybody in the chambers and in the hallway could hear him. He always tried to, you know, inject a little fun into it. I'm going to miss him getting up at the mic singing to his wife or his family happy birthday. And he was just a great loving soul, and we're going to miss his presence.
He was an alpha man too.
Yes, he was. He was one of my brothers, and I appreciate that about him as well.
Me too.
Yes.
Yeah, my brothers
we both
too.
Do.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time and helping to really remember him.
Yes, yes. He will be remembered.
That was Atlanta City Council President Felicia Moore remembering Ivory Young Jr. A celebration of life will take place December 1st at Morehouse College. This is GPB Atlanta.